In the past week, online orders for abortion pills have spiked. Many patients say they're worried about what a Trump presidency could mean for abortion access. Providers are worried about that, too, and about what anti-abortion groups are planning. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports.
In the week after the election, Angel Foster, who runs a telehealth provider sending abortion medications through the mail, saw a huge influx of orders.
It's been a very, very challenging couple of days for our team.
She co-founded the Massachusetts Medication Abortion Access Project, known as the MAP, where patients can connect virtually with a medical provider to get a prescription that's mailed to them. On a typical day in October, about 140 people filled out the group's request form. The day after the presidential election, there were more than 1,000.
So we're definitely trying to figure out what the new normal is going to look like, how we can get as much care to people as possible, and how we can do that and still stay sane.
Abortions in this country use medication, and telehealth has been a big reason the number of abortions in the U.S. has increased since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. And that recent spike in pill requests, Foster says patients are telling her they want the medication not because they're pregnant, but because they want it on hand for future use.
They are statements like, I'm devastated by the election results. I'm scared about what's going to happen, you know, now that Trump has been reelected, those kinds of things.
The MAP is not the only provider seeing an influx of requests. Aid Access, Hey Jane, and WISP all tell NPR they've seen surges in orders for abortion pills. And some have seen increased orders for birth control and emergency contraception. Brittany Fontenot is the president of the National Abortion Federation.
People are scared, and so they're trying to be prepared. So they're stocking up. Even if they're not pregnant today, they understand if they have the ability to become pregnant, that this care may no longer at some point be available to them.
President-elect Donald Trump has promised to veto any federal abortion ban, but he can still try to use executive powers to limit access to pills.
We're watching very closely to see who is going to be the attorney general, who is going to be the HHS secretary. So these types of appointments can have a really critical impact on abortion access.
Trump says he wants Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead Health and Human Services and Florida Representative Matt Gaetz to be his next attorney general. The AG role matters in abortion policy because that person oversees the Department of Justice and decides how to enforce laws, including the Comstock Act, a dormant anti-obscenity law from the 1800s that could be used to try and ban abortions nationwide. And then there's the Food and Drug Administration. Whoever Trump chooses to lead the FDA could restrict the rules around abortion medication, like whether pills can be sent in the mail. That's what many anti-abortion groups hope for.
We're celebrating President Trump's win.
Kelsey Pritchard is with Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, a powerful anti-abortion lobby.
The pro-life movement has a lot of work ahead of us, and we're all ready to jump in and do that.
Pritchard wouldn't say what her group wants to happen, but other anti-abortion advocates have been more clear. Students for Life of America has outlined their legislative agenda, with limiting abortion medication as a central feature. Here's Kristen Hawkins, president of that major anti-abortion group, talking about plans to pass state laws limiting access to these pills, which they call a chemical abortion.
We have bill sponsors confirmed to introduce legislation targeting chemical abortion, a very specific type of abortion, but the leading cause of abortion in our country, in 13 states.
They've enlisted the support of members of Congress, including North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox, who said this at the group's press conference following Trump's victory.
Congress, as well as all defenders of life, must continue to bang the drum on this issue and work to educate everyone we can on why chemical abortion pills and the abhorrent practice of abortion are a blight on our society.
While a Trump administration has many tools to restrict abortion access, Trump, the future president, hasn't said exactly what he'll do or when. And legal experts say it's not clear how challenges to any new regulations or laws will play out in courts. The way provider Angel Foster at the MAP sees it,
we're a little bit in a holding pattern where it's the devil's in the details. Unfortunately, I just don't think we're going to know the answers to until we start to see some of what Trump puts forward.
For now, she says, her team is trying to get pills to as many patients as possible. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.